Professor Thessalonians, chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brothers, you don't need that I should write anything to you, because you know yourselves very well that the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. So he's saying, you know full well that there's no point in trying to work out an exact date for Jesus to come back, because it is going to be, to some extent, unexpected, like a thief in the night. And the important thing, therefore, is to be ready. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, like labour comes upon a woman who is expecting a child, and they will not escape. So, when people are saying or feeling that everything is just fine, then suddenly, as in the days of Noah, and as in the days of Lot, sudden destruction will come. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, that day should come upon you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. I think he's got in mind how the five foolish girls went to sleep without enough oil. But actually, the five wise girls also went to sleep, and yet they had oil in their lamps. So the point is that all of us, at the time when Jesus comes back, will be weak. But the difference is that some will have the wisdom to realise that I'm weak and my lamp is likely to go out, so I better take some oil with me. Those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, we should be humbly confident that when Jesus comes back, if we've been baptized, we will be in God's kingdom. And so that is the helmet that's the hope of salvation. That is what controls our mind, that I know that I will be saved. For God has not appointed us to wrath. He does not want to destroy us, but he's appointed us to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we live or die, we should live together with him. So comfort yourselves together and build each other up as you're doing. We beg you, brothers, recognize those who work hard among you and who are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Respect them very highly in love for the sake of their work, and be at peace among yourselves. And we encourage you, brothers, warn those who behave badly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards everybody. See that nobody repays evil for evil. That's the trouble. If someone does something bad to you, you want to do it back to them. That is absolutely natural, but we've got to be self-controlled. Always follow what is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice always. Oh, how hard is that? When things go really bad, to still rejoice, and all you can rejoice in, I say all, is the wonderful hope that I will live forever in the kingdom and that God loves me and Jesus loves me. That's what I come down to at the worst times in my life, to think, God loves me. Jesus loves me. God is with me. And that those most simple truths, this is what helps you to rejoice somehow always. Pray without ceasing. In everything be thankful, for this is God's will in Christ concerning you. Don't quench the Spirit. In other words, let God work by saying yes to him. Don't despise the word of prophecy. Test everything and hold on to what is good. So there is a lot of stuff you're going to test and throw away, but hold on to what is good. Keep away from evil wherever it appears. Just don't mix with people who do bad things. Don't go to places where bad things are done. Just keep away from it all. Right, if there's drugs anywhere, people are misbehaving, just don't be friends with people who are pushing drugs. Just don't go where they go. Just keep away from them. And the very God of peace will make you completely holy. And I pray to God that your whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. I think what he means is I'm going to pray that you'll be in that generation that he's spoken about earlier in this letter, who will be alive and remain when Jesus comes. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. So we've been called. We've been invited to be in the kingdom, and God's going to do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I ask you by the Lord that this letter be read to all the holy brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.